One. Welcome to the Network Marketing Maverick Show. It's time to wake up. We're here with special guest Coral Vittini. Say hello, Coral.
Hello, hello.
All right, let's get it. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's episode, I believe, number 6, podcast number 2. And I'm super pumped about this one. I'm excited. The reason why is Coral is a really good friend of mine. I've met her actually 3 months ago. And when I met her, honestly, when I saw her, I was like, yo, this girl is a powerhouse. And what we're about to talk about is the network marketing industry, obviously. But a little bit more about Coral. You know, Coral, before I met her, before even she joined the same company that I'm in, I believe she was a paralegal. She was in the law industry, right? Can I say that?
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing that I like truly resonated with me was that, you know, she's a Reiki master as well. So if you guys don't know what Reiki is, I'm Reiki 1. Basically, it's healing with energy. We're all energy beings. You know, people are, I'm a big believer of holistic healings. I do not, is a disclaimer. I don't approve of pharmaceuticals. I'm just not a fan. I haven't taken pills in the last 6 years. It's just not my thing. I honestly don't even go to the doctors. Not unless I break a bones. Thanks. Knock on wood, I haven't broken one. So that's just not my thing. And the way that my journey of self-discovery went, you know, somehow, some way, I got involved with energy work and quantum healing. And I got certified as a Reiki healer level 1. But when I, you know, in the networking world, you know, some way, somehow, Coral was invited into our weekly opportunity meetings, you know, because we're one team, one dream, we're one big team. Even though we don't benefit financially from each other, we still help each other out. And so that's what I love about the network marketing industry, is like everybody's trying to help each other out. You know, it's a brother's keeper, a sister's keeper. So I got to know her a little bit. I found out she was in Reiki, and it was pretty dope. And then she also started her own new brand, and as you can see, it's called Soul, and that's one of her logos. So Coral, what's up? Let's get you talking.
Hello, hello.
So welcome to the Network Marketing Mary here. How's your day going?
It's fantastic. I really can't complain. I'm just grateful for another day.
So sweet. I'm so grateful to be blessed to be here right now and recording live. So let's just jump right in, you know. Let's talk about a little about you. You know, the Network Marketing Maverick Show is really all about the network marketing industry. And, you know, this podcast serves as a place for value for those people who are getting involved and they just want to educate themselves, you know, through YouTube. And I don't want to waste people's times with, you know, nonchalant talk. So I want to go dive right into it. You know, where were you before network marketing? What was you doing? Where do you come from? What's your backstory? Talk to me.
So I was first introduced to network marketing in 2012. Prior to that, I didn't have any network marketing background. I was just working at the time, I believe, at Subway. I could be wrong, not 100% sure. But I was in college at the time, and as I was going to college, I was studying criminal justice, and that's where I got my degree from. Fast forward, I graduate college. I start my journey to paralegal. I've been a paralegal for 7 years. And to be honest,
how old are you?
I'm 25.
25, and you would have been in the industry for 7 years. Wow. God bless you. God bless you.
Yo.
So let me get this straight. You was 18 when you first started. So yes. Did you just like to be a cop, or what was your thing?
I actually wanted to be a cop, but my teachers were cops or retired. And I was like, no, I cannot. I just didn't see myself being a cop. So then one of my instructors told me about paralegal and working for attorneys. And I was like, cool. And actually, during college, we did mock trials. So I kind of got a taste of how everything works. And I was like, this is actually pretty fun. So I started the whole paralegal journey. And for a while, I enjoyed it. But after a while, being stuck in the same routine, doing the same thing every single day, coming home, going to work, coming home miserable every single day, in and out. And I was just like, there's got to be more to life. Like, I was just like, yo, there has to be something else. So I was introduced to a network marketing company. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. And that's when I was introduced to personal development as well. And my journey just went down from there.
And when was this specifically? Was it last year? Because I know you've been involved. How long with the current company that we're currently in?
A year.
Okay, so when was the first time you ever experienced network marketing?
For this current company?
No, or just in the network marketing world.
In 2012.
Nice, nice. And so in 2012, you got introduced to personal development. And what was that exactly? Was it a seminar? Was it a book? You know, what exactly, you know, because my first taste of personal development, and as you guys already know, is I was involved for 7 years and I never had success my first three. And I owe all my success to this current company, because 4 years ago I was pitching the idea, you know, techno babble, just vomiting information to one of my good friends. And luckily, thank you, Pedro. Pedro, if you're hearing this, thank you, bro. Thankfully, the man himself, you know, he's already making $10,000 a month residually, him. And what he did was he was building a translation company online. So he was already involved in personal development. He read a book called The 4-Hour Work Week. And when I went to go techno babble and just vomit information, he's like, dude, network marketing works, but you got to learn about the industry. And so he handed me the book of GoPro, his personal copy.
Awesome.
I bought the book and he's like, it had been uncracked. Like, you know, when you ever get a book, it's brand spanking new and there's no creases. Like, it was brand new. He's like, dude, I bought it because I know the network marketing industry works. I just haven't found the right company. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow. And so I read it and it just immersed myself in personal development. In the chapter, one of the first chapters, it says, you must become a student of personal development. And I seriously took that to heart. So what was your first experience in the personal development world?
My first experience was a convention, a personal development convention. And along with that convention came a book. And that's where it kind of unraveled from then.
I can't leave my audience knowing, wondering what that book was.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. It's all good. Like,
it was Get the Power to Change Your Life by Terry Gongna. That's G-O-N-G-A.
G-O-N-G-A.
G-A.
Yes. Don't mind me. I'll be taking notes because, you know, if you're not taking notes from people you're interviewing or even people you're listening to, I do know that by writing things down, you're more likely to remember it.
Yes.
So awesome. So in 2012, you got involved in network marketing. And tell me, like, how was your experience? How your experience had? So from 2012 to 2017, what was your experience like?
So my experience was a bit shaky. I was looking for the right company. My first couple of years in the network marketing, I was just kind of learning the ropes. I was mainly more into personal development, kind of becoming a professional. I'm a very analytical person at times, so I like to know everything,
okay,
like before I take action. And so that's kind of what I did. So I was a little stagnant. And then when I came across this current opportunity, I was kind of like, I don't really know if I want to try network marketing anymore or if I want to pursue that. So when I seen this current company and I was like, wow, this is amazing. It's totally, in my opinion, it was completely different from any other network marketing company. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. So prior to seeing this current company, I was a little bit turned off with network marketing. But when I seen this current company, it's like, an instant fire was ignited. And my journey with this current company was actually pretty good. I consider it to be a success.
Interesting. So for those who are listening, the reason why we don't mention any companies is really simple. I'm not here to recruit. I'm here to give value. You know, if you reach out to me, there's actually an application process that you got to go through to be qualified, to be even part of my downline. But you know, the reason why we're not doing this for the sole purpose of recruiting. We're here so that you can hear stories from other people winning at this thing. So you know, and I admire Coral because of this, right? So I've been involved in the same company. We're both involved in the same company. You know, if you want to give them a hint, just stand up real quick and sit back down. Rocket something. I'll give them a hint. Here we go. So, you know, that's our brand. If you want a shirt, you can go to where? tsole.com.
Yes.
T-Sole.com. It's T-Sole.com. And she sells amazing brands. It represents her brand, like you saw in the beginning of this podcast and of this YouTube. And of course, on the podcast, you'll see her logo, the owl, which represents wisdom. So, like I was saying, what I admire about this young lady is she got involved a year ago. And she has surpassed my level of residual income in 9 months. She actually hit the first tier in how many months?
I wanted 5, because 2 months after that, I hit tier 3.
Okay, so I'll give you the example of how it works. And if you're involved in our current company, it's cool. You know, for the first tier of residual income, you need 30 members on your left team and your right team. So for those who are listening, our company operates in a binary system. I understand in other companies, there are many other systems of compensation. I know there's the uni system, the binary system, and the unlimited system. So in our specific one, it's the binary system. So you need a left team and a right team. For the first level, it's 30 active members and 30 active members on the left and right. So that's a total of 60 members. And she did that in 5 months. It took me about 2 years to hit that. So she's definitely have some sauce. So what do you believe was the determining factor that got you to that level of success so rapidly in 5 months?
Well, being surrounded by positive people who want more out of life, who want the same goals as you, who dream as big as you do, kind of ignited the fire, as well as believing in myself. Prior to this current company, I didn't really have much belief, and I wasn't surrounding myself with enough positive people and people who wanted the same things as me. And I was kind of being surrounded by people who were stuck at a job, wherever. They were stuck and they didn't know how to get out, or they didn't want to get out. Like, they were absolutely comfortable. And I'm just somebody who's always on the go. My mind is constantly thinking, like, of what I can turn into an income. Like, how can I help someone? How can I make this, and that? How can I puzzle it all together? So that's just the type of person that I am.
Awesome. And so what would you say to somebody who's beginning their journey of network marketing in whatever company they are, for them to have a fast start of success? What would be some key components that you would recommend? Like, for example, if you just recruited me right now, what would you tell me if I want to do exactly what you did in 5 months?
Follow the system. I would tell you have a blueprint. Follow it. Take action. And if you have, okay, so with me, it was a bit difficult for me to follow.
Here we go.
It was a bit difficult for me to follow the blueprint because I came from a network marketing background already. So I wanted to bring the stuff that I learned from the past into this. And everybody needs to understand.
I can relate.
Every company is different.
Yeah.
You have to follow that specific blueprint, in order to get those results.
Interesting. That's very interesting that you say that. You know, I did the same thing too. My first three, I had the ITC syndrome. You ever heard of that? I'm too cool.
Oh, yeah.
No. I got this. I know what I'm doing. And you just go fail flat in your face. And I failed for 9 months. Until I follow the system. And an acronym for system is save yourself time, energy, and money. Mm-hmm. If you follow the system, you will save yourself time, energy, and money. System.
Yeah. Don't be stubborn. Don't do it.
These are facts. So, okay, that was your first 5 months. Now, in 9 months, you hit the third tier of residual income. Mm-hmm. Approximately, for our company, the third tier of a residual income is you're averaging between $1,000 to $1,800 a month. Mm-hmm. So at this level, you took the plunge of finally letting go of your 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. So yes. Before we get into that, what would you say was the next level? Because here's what I've learned, and you know, I haven't, check this out, and I'm learning from you, and I know sometimes people who are listening and people who are watching this, mm-hmm. Coral, I'm putting you on the spot right now. Coral is a mega introvert. Okay, you're looking at her right now. Like, I remember the first time that I saw her at our weekly opportunity meeting. She's not part of our team. We went up to give our testimonials in front of everybody, and she was like, she didn't go up. And then my mentor was like, "Yo, why didn't she go up?" I was like, "I don't know. Is she a leader?" He goes, "Yeah, bro, she's bigger than you." I said, "Oh, wait a minute." Then I confront her because she was mad cool. She has a very warm, welcoming soul. So I go up to her and say, "What's up? Why didn't you go?" She's like, "Dude, I hate public speaking." I remember you're like, "No, I hate it. I'll die up there." I'm like, "All right, you're taking it." You know, it's a fun fact that people would rather die than public speak. You know, public speaking is the number one fear in the world. Number two is death. So you would rather die than public speak. So where I'm coming from is I'm learning from you, even though you probably look up to me, right? Or whatever the case is. I actually look up to you because you did something that I haven't done yet. So my question is, what made you go from the first tier to the third tier in 3 months? Because mm-hmm. I need to know, because I'm trying to get there. Like, I'm being vulnerable right now. That's my goal right now, is to hit that tier. Like, what's up? Mm-hmm. Teach me. Give me some gems. What would you tell me?
Okay, so at the time when I hit that tier, I get confused with the tiers.
It's okay.
The first tier. So when I hit that, I had the momentum. At this point, I was fully embarked in personal development. I replaced music. I don't watch TV. Like, I was on a personal development diet, let's just say. I did not surround myself around any type of negativity. I followed the system to the T. I surrounded myself with the people that had the same things that I wanted and people who had the same goals and were strictly positive, no negativity, no gossiping, that type of energy I just don't allow. So I continued around that path. I followed the blueprints and I also created momentum. So once I hit the first tier, I was like, I cannot stop. I saw the next level so close that I was like, straight tunnel vision. You know when you feel like something's so close but yet so far? That's kind of what I was feeling with the next level. And I actually hit that next level in 7 months. And I was just fully embarked, like straight tunnel vision. My friends outside of this company, outside of this business, they're not in this business. They wondered where I was at. I was completely MIA. I was just strictly focused on my business. And whenever you want to hit a specific goal like that, I feel like you have to stick to one thing, because it's kind of difficult to concentrate on multiple things while you're trying to hit a major goal. So once you hit that major goal, then you can focus on like other little things. But that's what I did. I focused strictly on that. I was do that or die, like strictly.
Wow, yes. Wow, wow. Getting goosebumps just listening to you, because for those who don't know, you know, this tier she's speaking of, the name of it is director, you know. And so at this level, you need 90-90 person. You need 90 people on your left team. You need 90 people on the right team. That's a total of 180 people in your organization. Not personally involved, but a total in your organization. On top of that, you also need a lineage of 140. So you can get 90-90 and still not hit the tier if you don't have a lineage of 140. What lineage means, it's really simple. For those who don't know, especially if you're not in our company, I don't know how other companies work because I'm only in one company. A lineage is basically someone that you personally involve, and that personal enrollment brought an organization or an amount of 140 people. So I'll give you a visual. If Coral signs me up, and because she pushed that first domino of me signing me up, and I pushed 140 dominoes. I just brought her 140 in her in the lineage of one line. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, cool. So, you know, that's powerful stuff. So, yo, I got some notes, and I while he was talking, I was like, yo, why am I writing these notes if I can just hear this audio again? But yeah. I know when you take notes, it activates. Yo, check this out. For those that don't know this, I was listening to an audio, and Coral, you might not know this. I was listening to an audio, and they say, we're living in a world where a lot of people are writing more on the computer and on your phone than you're actually writing on paper and pen. And they say, you know, when you're typing on your computer, you're only using 8 muscles in your hands. When you're typing on a phone, you're probably even using less muscles in your hands. But when you're writing with your hand, you're actually using 10,000 different muscles. Wow. So it activates other parts of your brain. So when you're writing something, it's actually getting literally it's literally being ingrained in your mind, because the whole motion of your hand is going there. That's why they say the pen is stronger than the sword. You know, our constitution. I'm going in right now. I'm sorry. Our constitution
makes perfect sense.
It's written with a pen and paper. And because of that one piece of paper with 40 plus names, we have this country of financial freedom, personal freedom. Not for nothing, for those who are listening out of the country, and I'm not here to be a capitalist, but I'm 100% for it. I'm a capitalist. I'm going to be real. Because the reason why I'm a capitalist is just opportunity. And we live in a country where, you know, it's a land of opportunity and the land of the free. So take full advantage of it. And the only way you're going to take full advantage of it is if you create. And the first thing you have to do is write down your goals. Once you write down your goals, you're literally, yo, I'm going in. Thank God. Literally, when you write down your goals, it's coming from the mind. It's in your mind, and you're writing it on paper. You understand that you're physically manifesting your ideas to paper. Like, that's why they tell you, write your goals down, because you can physically see it. You just manifested it in paper form. Like, for example, if I want a Porsche, and I write Porsche, like, I just manifested that in paper. Like, it's manifested physically on paper. It's not the car yet, but it's the first level.
Yep.
You know, so... You know, Coral, I know her team is always promoting. And I've always heard it from her leader, one of her uplines, you know, first in the mind, then in the hand. Yes. So talk a little bit more about that, you know. Oh, no, we're jumping the gun. So you hit the tier and you was like, what made you decide to like, all right, I'm out. 7 years in this legal field, I'm out. Me fui. Adios. Because that's a big jump. That's major. That's major. You know what I did? I did it with my first tier. Wow. I did it at the first tier.
Ouch. I commend you though.
I don't recommend no one quitting their job, their full-time income as senior representative. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that, for those who don't know, who are not in the company and then don't know that level, the average income is $300 to $500 a month. But in my origin story, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. I talk about, it's 35 minutes, 45 minutes long. I talk about the lesson that I learned from there. But so you made the go because you had the income to do it. So what, like, how'd you pull the trigger?
So with this current company, this allowed me to pursue my other business, which is Reiki. Mm-hmm. Energy healing. So
how did you get involved in that? Because that's
in Reiki.
Yeah, like that's not a normal business to get involved in.
No. Like, so I always knew my purpose was to help other people. So I noticed that I would attract a lot of people who felt comfort around me, and they felt just as comfortable enough to tell me their complete life story without knowing me at all. So I started putting two and two together. I'm like, yo, why is that? So I started Googling, I started researching, and I started talking to my friends about it. And there was this one friend that said, yo, you know what? I think you're a healer. Like, have you ever heard of Reiki? I'm like, no, I haven't. So I started researching Reiki, and for a while I didn't really understand it. So I kept pushing it back and putting it on the back burner. And then it kept coming back. It was persistent. I kept hearing the word Reiki. It kept popping up everywhere I went. I would see like signs, synchronicities. I believe in synchronicities. So I kept researching it. Again, a second time I researched, I was like, I still don't get it.
All right, hold on. Before you continue, I don't want to mean to interrupt. Let's educate some people right now. So this is what I love, the power of technology. If you don't know it, Google it. So I just Googled while she was talking, define Reiki. And the definition of Reiki is a healing technique based on the principle that the therapist can channel energy into the patient by means of touch to activate the natural healing process of the patient's body and restore physical and emotional well-being.
Yes.
Mm, okay. So you didn't understand. So what did you do? You went to do more research, or what did you just do?
I did more research, and I actually took a class. And I was like, I still low-key don't get it. but then again, I finished that first class. I was like, okay, back burner. I'll just let it sit there. It came back, but this time with like more intense. I went back to the class, completed all levels, got to the master's, and it clicked. Everything just kind of puzzled together. And I was like, yo, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And after I started seeing clients, the more I saw clients, the more I started to realize that it is my life's purpose. And yeah, here I am.
So right now you're in your Reiki room, right?
Yes.
So definitely, you know, I've done some Reiki myself. I'm a Reiki healer one, you know, at that level. I'm practicing on myself. And so it's definitely changed my life. But you know what's funny? And this is completely being vulnerable. Yo, it's been smacking me up too. And you know what? It's me being, I've been afraid of fully pursuing more levels. You know, and it's funny. I was reading the book, The Compound Effect, and I made a video today. And it was what, it literally asked me, write out a few excuses you might be clinging on to. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the excuses that I've been clinging on to is Reiki. I don't know. I'm clinging on to something about Reiki. And I don't know if it's an inner thing that's going on, but we'll talk about it later. I'll figure it out myself. But I'm clinging on to something. Something's telling me to dive more deep, you know? And it's funny you mentioned it. Like, it comes back and it comes back. So
it could be, too, something with the thing about not, because a lot of people, they have to see in order to believe. Because that was for me too. Like, the big thing for me was like, I'm gonna see clients and they're not gonna understand what I'm doing because I don't physically touch my clients. I just hover over them, and some of them feel the energy, others don't, but it's still doing its job. So the thing was, for me, I didn't know how to respond to a person to say, oh, I don't feel anything.
That's interesting.
So it could be that.
What do you respond? Because you know what's funny? Let's put it out on the table. And I know this is a little off topic, but you know what? There has to be a message behind it.
Yeah.
I've gotten Reiki sessions and I haven't felt anything. So in back of my mind is like, yo, if I haven't felt anything, what is it that I'm, what if I'm doing the same thing and nobody's feeling what I'm feeling?
It could be that you're so into your head that you're not allowing the energy to flow through you, because when you're so caught up in your head, it's kind of hard to, it's like, you know, when you're driving in a car and sometimes you get to your destination and you don't even know how you got there. That happens to a lot of Reiki clients. They lay there, they go through their session, but meanwhile they went home to do chores and do a whole bunch of thinking of all the problems that they got to deal with, and that kind of doesn't really open you up to allow the energy to flow through you.
Interesting. Yes. And you know what? Let's tie it back to network marketing, because there is a lot of correlation with it. You know, you don't, how can we connect? Let's do a connection right now. How can we connect allowing the flow of this business and taking it? You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I remember when I came back from my first national training event, and in 6 months I hit that tier of residual income. It was just, I was on that flow. It was like I was in front of this energy, and it was just pushing me. And that's why I decided to let go of my jobs. I was like, I got this. I got it. This is it. And I was in front of this energy. But as soon as I did that, I was at a peak and I went smack down. When I tell you I hit rock bottom, I hit rock bottom. So was it, do you think I was thinking too much about what I had to do than just being in the flow of doing it?
I feel like you weren't really in the now. You were so in the future because you already seen it in your mind, and it was definitely doable, but you need to understand you got to start from the bottom. Like, it's great to hit that first level of accomplishment, but you can't think too much. Of course you can, and I welcome everybody to think in the future, but you got to remain in the now. You got to remain in the present. It's good to think about your goals and all these beautiful things, but remain in the now. Does that make sense?
It's like a balance, you know, because
yeah.
I've definitely seen and heard some podcasts about futuristic thinking. Mm-hmm. Leaders are future thinkers. So what would you say to somebody, even to myself, you know, how do you remain in the now but also have a future vision? So being in the now and having a vision, how can that be aligned, if that makes sense? How would you align being in the moment and also have a vision?
So I would align that by focusing on your goals day by day, taking it day by day. Like, an example would be, I want to be eventually a millionaire. So I can't, well, I kind of did quit my job, but we'll go more into the story as to how and why that happened. So let's say I did have a job, and let's say I want to be a millionaire in 2 years. I can't quit my job if I can't. So I would say to be in the now and find a balance would be to live day by day, take the necessary actions that you need to take to get to wherever tier or whatever level in your company, and also keep it in the back of your mind what you want to accomplish, like your end goal. I recommend everybody to have a vision board. That's what I have. That allows me to see my future as well as remain in the present, because I'm always thinking about my future, but I'm also in the present, you know?
Wow, you remember when we was talking about the mind explosions?
Yes.
I finally got it, dude. Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. For those who are listening, for those who are watching, guys, I don't know if you saw my eyes go,
yeah.
What happened? When she said vision board, I was like, yo, when you see me, you're gonna smack me. I have not created a vision board.
No, come on now. And
that's why I've been thinking so much of the future, because my vision's in my head.
Yes.
And I was just talking about writing it.
No, that's crazy. Thank you. That's exactly
That was the point
I was trying to come across, but I didn't know how to express it properly.
Okay, I got it.
It connected.
Wow. So for those who haven't got it yet, because, you know, it took, guys, I've been involved in personal development for 4 years. It just hit me right now. This is a monumental moment. The vision board, and this is my understanding, please, Coral, correct me if I'm wrong. The vision board is a physical manifestation of your future vision. If you do not take it out of your heart, if you don't take it out of your mind, then you'll stay in your mind. And if you stay in your mind, you can't live in the moment. And it's exactly what happens when you go to Reiki. If you stay in your mind, you're thinking about your chores, you're thinking about the car ride home, you're thinking about what happened at work, and you're not in the moment of getting healed. If you have a vision board, it's always in the back of your mind because it's outside of your mind. Bam!
Great!
Yes!
Nailed it. All came together nicely. Perfect. Fire.
I'm this hotel because I'm so excited. Kick me out. I'm ready to go back to Providence. Wow.
Fire. Wow.
Appreciate that.
See how everything just connects?
Wow.
Perfect. Synchronicities, man.
Wow, that was good. Wow, I'm feeling great right now. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep. Okay, Coral. So let's continue with your decision of leaving your job, you know, because you was there for 7 years, you know. You was an expert paralegal. It takes 7 years average to work 10,000 hours in a job. So, you know, being so comfortable with a paycheck, being so comfortable with the lifestyle of income that you was like, talk to me. Like, how did you pull it off?
So
You're still pulling it off.
Yeah. So I'm actually from Rhode Island. I didn't work for a specific attorney throughout the 7 years. I went through different law firms. So when I came to Massachusetts, I got a mega pay raise. So I did at one point get comfortable with the paycheck, and I was like, yo, like, I'm good. I'm living good. This is okay. I'm okay. But at the back of my mind, I'm like, this isn't you. I would go to work and my soul will ache. The fact that somebody had to tell me what I got to do, the fact that I had to be there from a set time to a set time, the fact that I only had an hour break, but I wanted to go do a whole bunch of other things. I wanted to take vacations and I couldn't. So eventually all that just started hounding me, and I was like, this isn't the life for me. I cannot be doing this. And then I was presented to this a current company I'm currently in, and it was like a light switch in my mind.
Right,
I was
time.
Like, right time. Yes, exactly. Nice. So I embarked on that journey. I followed the system, and then the success came. In the beginning, it was a little difficult because I mentioned before I was stubborn. So, I followed the system. I got the success. And with this amazing opportunity came with amazing, amazing network. The people that you get to meet, the friendships that you build, the relationships that you build with the people allowed me to embrace my other side, which is energy healing. And being the spiritual person that I am, I also attracted spiritual people within this network that allowed to build my Reiki business, which kind of got me to a good amount of income as well as hitting the director. So it all kind of intertwined perfectly. So I was like, okay, I think I'm in a good place to leave the job. And at the time, I was having difficulties with the job. So at this point, I was already turned off. And then the fact that they were doing certain things that I just wasn't feeling at all, right, I was like, right, you right. know what? I'm like, I'm good. I'm all set with this.
So you called in well.
Huh?
You called in well.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what?
You ever heard that
Keep
term before? No. Yeah, so you know how people call in sick?
Oh, yeah.
You call
I get it.
You go, well, I ain't going in today. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So yeah, I just had enough. I was fed up. I wanted to travel. I wanted to do so much shit. Oops, sorry.
It's all good.
You
are free. The year is 18 plus.
18 okay, plus. Cool.
The last podcast, you
totally
know.
Totally forgot that.
Guys, I do another podcast. It's called The Sea Turtle Mindset. It's a youth book and a young adult and adult book. And so we just
the thing that didn't happen.
We didn't swear in the other one, but here, okay, all guns is out. We could swear.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
Okay, great.
If people get offended, I'm sorry. Grow up. We're in the 21st century. I'm just keeping it on it. Mm-hmm. Nice. Definitely amazing conversation today. So what's next? Because we're gonna wrap it up, you know. I think there's a lot of value in this episode. Yes. You're obviously in the pursuit for your next level in your network marketing business.
Yes.
What are you currently reading right now? Let's go with that. What are you currently reading that's helping you towards that goal?
I'm rereading Think and Grow Rich, because the thing with that book is, in the past, I've tried to read it, but it just wasn't clicking. And it mentions in the book, there's going to be times where you pick up the book, but it's not the right time for you to read it. So this time around, I'm reading the book and I'm like, yo, this is it. This is when I'm supposed to be reading the book. So everybody kept telling me, read the book. I would buy the book. I would read it. I would try to read it. And it just I don't know, like we weren't connecting. So this time around, I picked up the book. I'm like flying through the pages. I'm like, yo, I get it now. Like it's clicking.
And so how many times have you read this book?
It's going to be my one and a half, because the first time I was kind of like, I don't know. It's just not clicking.
It's so fascinating because in that book, it talks about, I have it myself. It's called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Mm-hmm. And for those that are listening to it first time, if you've never heard this book, basically Napoleon Hill was a journalist who was commissioned by Andrew Carnegie to go and study successful people of his time. And it was during the Depression. So the country of the United States was going through a major depression. And basically Napoleon was in charge of creating the first personal development success philosophy. And because of this, I truly believe Think and Grow Rich is what catapulted the United States to a new era of the Industrial Revolution into the current revolution that we're in, and the information revolution is pretty awesome. Fun fact, Carol, I don't know if you know this, but Think and Grow Rich is in the public domain. And what that means is you can literally create Think and Grow Rich soul version.
Oh, okay, awesome.
It's crazy. You can put Think and Grow Rich soul version by Napoleon Hill and Carl Rattini. It's a fun fact. Public
domain. Oh, that's awesome. I'm getting ideas.
So it's fascinating because in the book, the chapters are amazing. And in the book, it literally says what you will need will jump out of the page. It will jump to you. And it's interesting. I've been searching in that book as well. I've read it three and a half times.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a chunky book too.
Yeah.
It's definitely a chunky book.
Yeah.
I've actually been reading one chapter consistently for the past 2-3 months. And it's the chapter of desire. I've just been reading.
I actually wrote about that chapter. Fire chapter.
Yeah, so when you wrote it and you told me to go read it, I was like, yep, it hit all the spots.
Awesome.
So for those who are listening, her blog is at t-soule.com, t-soule.com. You can read her blog and stuff like that. So it's pretty interesting. All right. So, okay, that's what you're reading. Sweet. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing? Because obviously for every new level, there's a new devil. So what are your current objections? What's that wall you hit right now? Because I hit a wall and maybe I believe that I just had an epiphany today. I legit had an epiphany. I've been too much in my head and I didn't make the connection. Like I've heard the vision board so many times and you know what, Carl? I'm just going to keep it real. I'm going to just keep it real. You know what? It just sounds so stupid.
Yeah, it's really not.
Like going to magazine. I know. I'm sorry. I'm just keeping it. It's just going to magazine, cut out everything and post it, I guess.
I actually did mine a little different. Awesome. I created a vision board on Pinterest. And then I would screenshot the pictures, save them to my phone, and I would print them at Walgreens. And they're actually photographs on my vision board.
Oh.
And I would write on them, on the picture itself, I would either write deadlines or an affirmation. And every time I look at the vision board, I would read it out loud and visualize myself. Because it's one thing to have a vision board and just plop it on your wall and just look at it. No, you have to visualize it. You have to visualize yourself obtaining everything on there. You have to read affirmations that correlate with your vision board, so everything in your mind could just puzzle together nicely, if that makes any sense.
That makes, to me, it makes 100% sense. Okay. I'm a visual person. I'm just, the way, the word you use was specific, was nice. You said correlate. Mm-hmm. Is that what you said, right?
Yeah.
It made sense. Coraline. Yeah, it makes sense to me. I don't even know if it's, I don't know. We'll go back and hear it out, but it makes sense to me. Okay, cool. So yeah, what's the wall you hit right now? And we can wrap it up like that too.
Yeah. I would say, let me think of something.
Yeah. No.
Oh, the fact that I'm starting the whole, cause my brand Soul, it's very, it's something that's massive. It's going to be a very massive platform that's going to help entrepreneurs or anyone beginning their entrepreneurial journey. And that's kind of in my mind as well as that next level. So like I mentioned before, earlier, I became obsessed when I wanted to hit director. So right now, that's my wall right now, because I want to create the platform for Soul to help people, but I also want this next level. So I'm kind of divided myself with obtaining something for my own selfish reasons and then trying to obtain something to help others. So it's kind of like a balance that I need to figure out so I can be able to do both things.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Yes.
What do you think is, what's something that you're doing every day that's helping you create that balance towards those goals?
So I kind of write it out on a calendar, and I try to plan out my days accordingly so that way I can kind of mix the two together. So that way I'm not giving more love to one and then not the other. So they're actually eventually just going to merge. Like if you notice on my website, I actually have a travel section. So everything's going to just merge nicely.
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. Sweet. So with that being said, what's the last message that you want to leave? Because let's keep it real. I will interview you later on, further in the future after a couple of episodes. Maybe 100 episodes. Maybe you'll be the 100th episode. How about that? Let's just give you number 100.
Okay.
So until then, what is it that you want to leave to the public in terms of a message for the network marketing profession? Because I truly believe, in the words of my online mentor, Mr. Eric Worre, we truly do have the better way. So what is it that you want to leave as a message?
I would leave, if there's whatever your goal is, become obsessed with it. That's all there is to it. You have to become obsessed with that goal until you obtain it and actually take the actions. Write out the goal and then write out a plan to obtain that goal, because it's nice to just have a goal on paper, but with no plan. If there's no plan, there's no action. So that's what I will leave everyone with. Become obsessed, have a goal, and have a plan, and just act on it.
Nice, nice. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the Network Marketing Maverick Show. Coral, thank you so, so much for being our special guest today. Where can people find you? We obviously already said the website multiple times throughout the show, but where is the most popular place that people can follow you? What's your social media link?
They can follow me on Instagram. That's where I'm most active. You see my name there, Coral Bettini. That's simple as that.
Just follow me. That's it. And you already know where you can find Coral in the ocean.
So let's Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon at the 100th episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Network Marketing Maverick Show. Ladies and gentlemen, have an amazing night. Enjoy. Remember, hit that subscribe button. Share this message with your team. If you caught something out of it, by all means, share and spread the wisdom. I'm telling you, I'm here to serve. We're here both to serve.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next Network Marketing Maverick Show. Peace out.
Thanks. Bye.